Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
Yesterday, we learned that gratitude is a crucial part of the cure for anxiety. But what is gratitude? It's one of those words that's extremely difficult to define, but a clear understanding of the definition is essential. So I'm glad you're here with us today, because few things will help you replace anxiety with peace more than gratitude. In fact, few things will help all kinds of different elements of your Christian life more. It will help you escape sins of greed, sexual sin, addictions, depression. It's amazing how transformative gratitude can be when we really understand clearly exactly what it is. So, let's take a look. We'll pick up the discussion where we left off in Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. My first thought would be that if you have anxiety and you're praying and you're not getting peace, the missing ingredient is probably faith, right? And trust. That's probably what you're missing. That's what I would naturally, if you're worried and upset, just trust God more. If I were writing this verse, I would have said, in everything, by prayer and petition, with faith, make your requests known to God. With trust. Now, that's certainly a biblical idea, right? No question about that. Trusting God and His goodness and His wisdom and His power and His love, that's essential to overcoming anxiety. No question about that. But it's not what He focuses on here. He says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with what? Thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Thanksgiving, that's the missing ingredient. When you're fighting anxiety, faith is essential. But so is gratitude, and here's why. It's because anxiety is mainly an emotional problem, right? It has a mental aspect, but it's mainly an emotional problem. It's not always rational. In fact, sometimes it's downright irrational. You know in your mind, this thing is not worth stressing over, right? This is not worth stressing over, and yet you're still stressed out, right? You can tell yourself stuff all day long, but it's not touching your emotions. In your mind, you know God can be trusted. But in your emotions, the turmoil is still there. The anxiety is still there. To overcome anxiety, you need to think a certain way, for sure. But you also need to feel a certain way. You have to get your emotions under control. And nothing will put out the wildfire of negative emotions faster than gratitude. Okay? This touches the emotions. I honestly doubt that it's even possible to feel anxiety and gratitude simultaneously. I don't think it's possible. I know in my life, when I feel gratitude, the anxiety is gone. But that's only if it's a real gratitude. It has to be real gratitude. Now let's talk about thanksgiving and gratitude for a minute. Because have you ever tried to define gratitude? What is it? Little kid is not being grateful, and you say, you're not being very grateful. Well, what is grateful? How do you define it? What is gratitude?
Appreciative.
Okay, that's appreciative, but what is appreciation? I mean, is it just saying the words thank you? Is it possible to say the words thank you and not be grateful? Yeah, you've probably seen kids do that, right? He's like, okay, we told him to say thanks. Thanks. He walks off. It's like, he's not really thankful. All right, so it's not a verbalization. What is it? Okay, so taking some delight in some good thing. That's the next place my mind went when I was trying to define it. I thought, that's exactly what I thought. But then I got to thinking, wait a second. Is it possible to enjoy something? To really, really like something and to realize you got it from someone else and still not be thankful? I think it is. I think you can really like something and hate the person who gave it to you. Realize, I got it from him. I wouldn't have it if it weren't for him. I really like it. I still hate him. So I don't think that's gratitude either. It's a slippery thing. It's not an easy thing to define, is it? So let me ask you this. Even though we're struggling to define it, we kind of know what it is. Like, again, with your kids, you can tell if your kids are ungrateful or grateful. Christmas morning, kid opens a present. What would be some sign that the kid is actually grateful, real gratitude? What action might convey that?
A hug.
A hug? That's what I thought of, a hug. If he jumps up and down and he's happy with his back to you, he just runs off to his room and he's all happy in his room, that might not seem like gratitude. But if he opens that thing up, his face lights up, he's jumping, and then he sets that down, turns to you, runs, gives you the tightest hug he's ever given, that feels like gratitude, right? How can you tell if a kid is thankful? You can tell by the tightness of the hug. So here's what I would suggest. Gratitude is not the enjoyment of the gift. Gratitude is enjoyment of the love that inspired the gift, and it's a responsive love back to the giver. Let me say it this way. Gratitude is a response of emotional favor towards the person when they have shown favor to you. When someone shows favor to you, you recognize it as a gesture of favor and you respond back with emotional favor towards them. That's gratitude. And the reason I say it that way, or the way I said it the first time, gratitude is the enjoyment of the love that inspired the gift. It's not just enjoyment of the gift, it's enjoyment of the love that inspired the gift and the response of love back to the giver. It's the enjoyment of the love that inspired the gift, and it's the response of love back to the giver. And the reason I'm saying all that way is just to highlight the fact that gratitude is always intensely relational. Okay? It's relational. There's no such thing as impersonal gratitude. And that's something that's a newsflash to this culture. Because this culture, you know, we have Thanksgiving Day in our culture. And I love it that our culture has a holiday that is Thanksgiving Day. That's fantastic. I love that. But I don't know that they get it. Because very often you'll hear people, secular people, talking about everything that they're thankful for. You know, they'll go around the table. I'm thankful for my mom and dad. I'm thankful for we live in a free country. I'm thankful for good health. And whenever I see that, like it's on a TV show or something, I always want to jump in there and say, thankful to whom? They almost never say, I'm thankful to God for my good health. Just, I'm thankful for good health. It goes nowhere. There's no personal aspect to it. They say, I'm thankful for free country or something. All they really mean, when they say, I'm thankful for good health, all they really mean is, I like having good health. I like living in a free country. They're not really talking about gratitude. What they're talking about is they're glad that they have. Real gratitude is always directed to a person. It's a response of emotional favor towards the person when they've shown favor to you. So being thankful to God is a lot more than just counting your blessings and saying thank you in front of each one of them. Okay? You can count your blessings until you're blue in the face. You can even recognize them as wonderful things, and you can even enjoy them a lot and even realize they came from God and still not experience any actual gratitude. Gratitude is when you're paying attention to the giver, receiving some gesture of his love as a gesture of love that warms your heart towards him. Because you realize what that gift means. It's a symbol of the warmth of his heart towards you, and it warms your heart towards him. Then you have gratitude. That's why Thanksgiving is so crucial for anxiety. God wants your prayers to be like a kid on Christmas morning. What would Christmas be like if it were just a matter of asking? No receiving. So you're a little kid. You go downstairs. You sit down by the tree. You read off your Christmas wish list. And then Christmas is over. Okay? That's all it is just reading your list. It wouldn't be quite the same, right? It just wouldn't be the same. The reason mom and dad ask you for a list is because they want to see your face light up when the box opens, right? They want to see that joy. They want that tight hug around their neck when you get that gift that just blows you away. God wants that too. And so he teaches us here that your prayer time should be a time of both hopeful asking and happy receiving. Prayer should not just be reading off your list. It should also be opening the boxes. And when you can tell that happy receiving is going on in your prayer time when there are feelings, not just words, but feelings of gratitude. And that's especially important in times of stress and anxiety. This is the solution to anxiety. Praying about your anxieties with gratitude will give you peace. Praying about your anxieties without gratitude will make your anxiety even worse. A lot of times people do that. They think they're praying about their problems, but in reality, all they're doing is continuing their anxious thoughts and throwing the word God in and closing their eyes and calling it prayer. But all they're doing is fretting. They're not really praying. There's no relational interchange going on, and so the peace never comes. It's really hard to overstate the importance of gratitude in Scripture. We could do a whole series of Bible studies on it. It's one of the healthiest, most profitable things you can ever do. It's the solution to so many spiritual problems. It's the antidote to self-pity. It's the cure for depression. It's the solution for joylessness. It improves your prayer life. It makes you get along better with people. It gives you energy. It's the cure for greed. It's the cure even for sexual immorality. Ephesians 5:3, among you there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any impurity or greed, but rather thanksgiving. It's the solution to so many things. In Scripture. It's so important. So many wonderful benefits that come from it. But the one particular one in this passage that we're focusing on is it's a cure for anxiety.
Well, do you feel like you have a good grasp now on the definition of gratitude? Enough to put it into words? I'll give you 5 seconds of dead air so you can give it a try. Gratitude is the enjoyment of the love that inspired the gift and the response of love back to the giver. That's gratitude. And if you have trouble remembering that, just remember the hug. Just picture that tight, happy, relational, I love you too hug, and that'll give you the idea. Now that you understand what it is, pray like that. Think of 10 blessings God has recently given you the ability to enjoy. A meal, a soft pillow, your spouse, whatever. Count them on your fingers so you make sure you get to 10. And for each one, take a moment to drink in the love from God that gift was meant to convey. Drink it in. Enjoy it afresh. Think about the favor from God that it represents. And as joy arises, respond back to God by saying, I love you too, God. Do that for each of the 10, one at a time, and just watch the calming effect it has on your heart. You cannot do that and be stressed out at the same time because it's impossible to feel anxiety and gratitude simultaneously. Now, for this to be genuine, you're going to have to let go of self-pity, and we'll talk about how to do that in tomorrow's podcast. If you find it hard to be grateful because of all the trouble you're facing right now, make sure you tune in tomorrow because we're going to deal with that specifically. But for today, pray with gratitude over 10 things, count them on your fingers one at a time, and then also add verse 32 to your memory verses. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. We pray these principles from the Word of God are helping you find the peace of God as you draw near to the God of peace. Maybe there's someone in your network who would enjoy these podcasts. You never know how posting a link on Facebook might change someone's day or their whole life. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and remember that we're a crowd-funded ministry, so every gift helps. Just go to treasuringgod.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.